and said, For this reason a man shall leave his father and mother and be joined to his wife, and the two shall become one flesh? So then they are no longer two, but one flesh. Therefore, what God has joined together, let not man separate. They said to him, Why then did Moses command to give a certificate of divorce and to put her away? He said to them, Moses, because of the hardness of your hearts, permitted you to divorce your wives, but from the beginning it was not so. And I say to you, whoever divorces his wife except for sexual immorality and marries another commits adultery. And whoever marries her who is divorced commits adultery. His disciples said to him, If such is the case of the man with his wife, it is better not to marry. And Jesus continues the discussion. The Pharisees asked whether it was lawful to divorce for just any reason. Jesus answered in so many words, No, we agree on that. No, it is not lawful to divorce your mate for just any reason. He said, because what God has joined together, let not man put asunder, one man, one woman for life. He said, let not man put asunder. That asunder is referring to the sundering of the marriage. It's the same word having, or the same idea as the divorcing or the putting away. Whatever your translation has in verse 9. Whoever divorces his wife. Jesus recognized that men do it. I don't know what the laws were back then. I'm not learned enough. I don't know what the laws were in 1950. I'm not learned enough. I don't even know what they were in 64 when I was born. But I know men have been doing it. They've been divorcing their wives. They've been divorcing them not for fornication, and Jesus knew it. And He said it's not lawful. But they did it anyway. And they still do it anyway. And in the same 27 words, in the same breath, and in the same word, Jesus used one word, divorce, to describe whether it was a divorce for fornication or not for fornication. It is a divorce. Pleased with it? No. It's unlawful if you do it, not for fornication. But it's a divorce nonetheless. And Jesus answered their question, No, but I'll tell you what the one cause is, and it's for fornication. And He gave some consequences, just like He did in Matthew 5:32. There are consequences to disobeying God. If you divorce your wife not for fornication, and you remarry, you commit adultery. But that's not all He said. He said, whoever marries her who is put away commits adultery. And it doesn't matter whether the woman was put away for her fornication. There's no exception given. For fornication or not for fornication. Whoever marries her who is put away commits adultery. Now that's the context of Matthew 19:9. I haven't pulled "and whosoever marries her" and just thrown it flagrantly around. Someone says, well, you must believe that if two men marry, then if one divorces the other, then the one who's been divorced can't remarry. Is that what Jesus is talking about in this context, two men? I can't ever find where the Bible described that as marriage, whether men do or not. But God did describe something as divorce. The Holy Spirit called it divorce. Whether it was for fornication or not for fornication. And there was consequences for it. And you and I know that innocent people suffer. Everyone in this room has suffered in some way or another. And those who are older have suffered the more. Injustice against innocent. And we might ask why about that innocent woman who didn't want the divorce. She did not want the divorce. Must she suffer if her husband divorces her and the marriage is sundered? Brethren, who am I to create a theory? Who am I to come up with new reasons and scenarios and circumstances that would change Jesus' words? I can't do that. I can only preach to you what's here. I don't see any qualifications given. Of course you and I know that one who divorces their mate for fornication, Jesus doesn't condone one guilty of the same thing, of doing the same thing. I look at Matthew 19:3-9 and I see it plain. I can put my finger on it. And I can preach that. And I can't see, because I don't have another verse, where anything that comes later changes what Jesus said, save Romans 7, verses 1-3. And you know what? We could have some interesting discussions about that. Because we know that death severs the bond. Well, if death severs the bond, then we can get into endless questions then. Well, what about for the guilty fornicator? Well, what about for the innocent person who was put away? Etc., etc. And what we're taking then is we're taking Romans 7 and Matthew 19 and trying to put them together. But all we're doing is taking what is written and fitting them together. That's what we're doing. And that's not easy, always, to take the sum and put it together. But that's what we'd be doing. But I can't put my finger on the qualifications for this woman. Someone says, well, why are you bringing it up then? Well, I didn't. I'm not the one who came. I didn't dream up the scenario. I didn't dream it up. Because all I know is what Jesus said. And that is that there's consequences when a man puts away his wife, not for fornication. There's consequences when he puts her away for fornication. People talk about divorce in man's eyes and divorce in God's eyes and marriage in man's eyes and marriage in God's eyes. We need to be careful and use sound words. We've talked about keeping sound words because we talked about striving to no effort over words. In the same book, by the same author to the same man, Paul told Timothy, hold fast the form of sound words. There are sound words that we can stick on and stand on. And that's all. Matthew chapter 10. Mark chapter 10. Mark chapter 10. And we'll not read the whole context because it is the same context as I understand of Matthew 19. But Jesus said in verse 11, whoever divorces his wife and marries another commits adultery against her. And if a woman divorces her husband and marries another, she commits adultery. I want you to notice that there's no mention of remarriage in this passage at all. Not one mention of remarriage. If you can put your finger on it, show it to me. We talk a lot of times about whether something is so complex that no one can understand it. I tell you, when I read Mark 10, 11, and 12, it's easy. It's hard to swallow, but it's easy. When I read Matthew 19, 9, it's easy to understand, but it's hard to swallow. Complicated theories and scenarios are difficult and complicated. in Luke 16 and verse 18. Luke 16 and verse 18. Jesus said, "Whoever divorces his wife and marries another commits adultery, and whoever marries her who is divorced from her husband commits adultery." Jesus has stated this without an exception. We know, though, taking the sum of what Jesus has said, that there is an exception to this. But Jesus said, gave a plain statement of fact here.